domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Friday morning, August 31st, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network and our website, no doubt. It's www.onpointcxmas.com.
www.thebestofbeth.com. You can go to our website, click on, and it just absolutely doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you this morning to the OPT Network. And I tell you what, the story for the entire week has been about Isaac and the people that have gotten caught in Isaac's path. And this morning, as we were traveling in, and you know, we like to kind of give you that bird's eye view of what we see in the morning. Well, right now I hear it outside. It is absolutely pouring rain. But as we got closer to Alexandria, let me tell you, if you're traveling in on Highway 71, there is a portion of the interstate that is flooded. It is flooded. So if you're driving in, please hear me, because we were driving behind buses. School buses are traveling today. You gotta slow it down to a snail's pace this morning, because this is truly when accidents happen. You know what? The school buses are rolling, but I don't know how long kids are going to stay in school today, because there's certain areas, certain parts of the city that are flooded. So please be mindful and listen, give yourself enough time to get there on time. And if you're late, you're just late, because you got to slow down this morning. Please be careful. Be mindful through those crossing zones, those school zones. They are in effect. And yes, kids are back in school this morning. Parents, you know, as we were taking ours to school this morning, I said, I don't know how long this day is going to last, because it is some heavy duty rain out there and certain areas are flooded. So please, please slow down. Make sure that you are staying engaged. And another thing, we still have evacuees coming into the Alexandria Mega Shelter. And you know what? There's a lot of activity going on out there. And yesterday, after we left the studio, we had an opportunity to catch up with a lot of family, a lot of friends, and just talking about the ravages of Hurricane Isaac and how quickly that everybody had this exact same story. 1 minute, they were fine in their homes, and the next minute, they could barely get out of their homes. And all of our friends that had to evacuate suddenly had the same thing to say. They only left with what they had on. So we're asking, and you know, it's not that many people, but there are a few thousand people in our city. And we're just asking that we do our part to make sure that we just have humility for those people that have literally walked away from their homes and don't know what the future is going to bring. And we're still looking at a lot of rain and a lot of flooding. So please be mindful this morning. It's 7:38 a.m. if you're just getting your morning started. It's Friday and it is the weekend. And hopefully things are going to get better. We want you to stay on point. We're going to have an update from the people in our network now, the Weather Channel. Meteorologist Jennifer Natoso is going to come up a little bit later this morning and let us know what we can expect. But if you're out and about, you know it's rain. So prepare yourself for a rainy day and make sure if you have to be out, be safe. But if you don't, it's a great morning to just stay inside. You're on point, everybody. And when we come back, we've got lots more. Stay on point. We'll be back on the other side of this break.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local Pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carol Kinder, a financial advisor with Pathway Advisors. I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT network. It's Friday. It's 7:43 a.m. if you're just joining the OPT. And this segment, it's sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, Carol Kinder, your Pathway Advisor. The number to phone, Carol Kinder, at Pathway Advisor at Pathway Advisor. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. I'm multitasking. State Farm agent Rosa Fields, like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is on point, and I know that they are still on the grounds, making sure that everything that needs to get done gets done. Her number is 318-487-1881. And I tell you one thing, as we hear the rain just coming down, we can't remind you enough to make sure that you're being careful. If you don't have to be out in this bad, nasty weather, stay put, because this is when accidents happen. We have a lot of people traveling into our city that are very unfamiliar with our highways and our roads. So please be mindful, especially during around the South Traffic Circle, as people are traveling around that circle, and a lot of people just don't slow down, not even in the inclement weather. And if you're using a GPS, it calls it a roundabout. And if you're not familiar with it, you kind of get stuck in it and not really sure what to do. So please be mindful that there may be people in our city that are using the South Traffic Circle that don't know what to do. And, you know, as we were talking a little bit earlier about the mega shelter, reports show that they went from about 600 people to 1,600, and then they're still admitting, and the total now is up to about 2,200 people. And as we're traveling in, we see people that are kind of walking on the highway headed to the stores, and you can just feel a sense of, you know, this is all we have, and we are here. And I can't say enough good things about Alexandrians and how we embrace those people that have just lost everything and are not sure when they will be able to get back into their homes, or when they do get back into their homes, what the state of their homes will be. And so until you've lived through that, you really can't understand, you know, what they're feeling right now. And so kindness and warmth is something that we can certainly offer to those 2,200 plus people, and I'm sure that those numbers are climbing. Now, this is what Governor Jindal had to say about Isaac. He underscored the need for more flood protection and coastal restoration further from New Orleans, and even as a nearly $15 billion federal upgrade for storm defenses, you know, there's still, it did pass the test, but there is still a need for more work. And New Orleans did not get pummeled as they had with Katrina, but certainly those outlying areas were those areas that had the problems and continue to have problems, and they are still experiencing rain from what we understand, and still have not had their power restored. And so, you know, we do feel blessed and we do feel lucky that we have not experienced any of those things in our area. The most that we got is a little bit of debris in yards, and maybe we got some reports yesterday, some folks had some limbs down in their yards, but nothing catastrophic. And so that is a lot to be grateful for on this Friday morning. And it's the weekend, it does feel great, but it does feel like an incredibly long week of praying and wondering about what the storm would do and having concern for those people that we love and we care about. And most people that we have spoken to did get out. Nevertheless, those things can be restored. And one of the things that we're going to continue to talk about, and Rosa, if you're listening, is the importance of that insurance, of flood insurance, of renter's insurance, of homeowner's insurance, because now what we're talking to people about is, what do I do? What do I do because I don't have insurance? I didn't have renters. Many people were in transition from one place to the other and felt like there was time. And this is just another lesson. And Rosa talks about it all the time. You cannot wait. And, you know, depending on how that water came about, there will probably be some issues with that as well. And so I think it seems like it's just better to be insured than to depend on the federal government, because you may get connected to that and you may not, just depending on the circumstances. And so this should be pause for each and every one of us to look at those letters and those phone calls that you get in the mail from your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, and your and look at your insurance and say, okay, I need to take a good hard look at what I have, so that when these things happen, now we just got blessed, but it could have gone the other way. And right now, I'm not even sure what the weather's going to do. We'll find out in just a little bit when the meteorologist comes in. But as we were traveling in, there is a lot of rain coming down in various parts of this city. And so we still may not be past having that water rise in our area. So it's just fruit for thought, and it's conversations that sometimes we don't want to have because we don't know, but we certainly want to make sure that everybody has what they need, especially when the storms come. And one thing that you can count on is they're going to come. Storms are going to come. And so we just want to remind everybody to look out for your fellow citizens. We know that a lot of families, a lot of people have sheltered, but a lot of people have taken in family and friends. A lot of people have a house full of people that they're trying to feed and bed and keep comfortable. And so there's just a lot going on this week. And it's not just for this week. We don't really know how long that those folks are going to be in our area. So we just want to be good stewards and good servants. And we want to be thoughtful about those people that have lost so much. So just some reminders, as you're traveling into work this morning, please be careful. Make sure that you're watching out. Make sure that you're staying engaged. And let me just say this. This is a morning that's probably not a good morning to be texting and to be on your cell phone. I mean, because as we were coming in, it was like a snarl's pace. People had literally just slowed down to a snail's pace on Highway 71, because that's how much water. And now I don't know if that water is moving back, but in certain areas it is flooded, and we're just asking that you're careful. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Drs. Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carlette Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Friday, August 31st, and this segment of the OPT is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Also, Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Well, y'all, it's Friday, and it's a rainy Friday. And I said earlier, it seems like it's been a long week. Well, we just got a text in from our great friends down in La Place, and they said that they did get power restoration back on yesterday, so they're beginning to get some movement there. But there's still a lot to be happening, or a lot happening with the weather. And here to bring us up to speed on what it looks like and what we can expect is Jennifer Natoso, meteorologist Jennifer Natoso from the Weather Channel. Jennifer, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Just trying to stay clear of some of the rain we're having here. Lots and lots of rain.
Actually, now might be a good time for me to give you some rainfall totals because I think they are noteworthy. As of, 5 o'clock Eastern this morning, here's some of the rainfall totals we had. Pascagoula checking in with almost 14 inches of rain.
Wow.
And that is since early Monday morning. 11 plus inches at Macomb, Mississippi, although they have not reported since last night. It's possible their sensor went down. 10.29 inches in New Orleans, 10.14 at Hattiesburg, and 10.15 in Biloxi. Slidell at 10.57 inches. And, you know, we are not entirely done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Over to the radar picture here, and I can kind of describe what the storm looks like on the radar right now. You can see the center of the circulation is right over top of northwestern Arkansas right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are some bands of very heavy rain that are coming through central and southern Missouri. These are on the northern end of the storm. And then we've got two pretty distinct band of showers and thunderstorms coming out of the bottom of the storm. One of them is across southern Arkansas. The other one is across central and working its way into northern Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
So while the bulk of the storm has moved out of Louisiana, we are not entirely out of the clear yet.
Mm-hmm.
We can still see some very heavy rain and thunderstorms, not only in the central and northwestern and northeastern parts of the state, but even the southeastern parts of the state, we're still getting some moisture getting pulled up in off of the Gulf. So, you know, places like Plaquemines Parish and mm-hmm. the Houma area, they could still see some heavy thunderstorms today, too. And it's still quite muggy and uncomfortable out there. And for those people who don't have power, don't have AC, my heart goes out.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Jennifer, we are getting some of those rain bands that you were talking about right now, the heavy rains. And it's unfortunate that Plaquemines Parish and all of those parishes are still going to get more rain. What does it look like in central Louisiana? Are we looking for flooding type rains? Because as we were traveling in this morning, parts of the interstate, I've never really seen that happen. The Highway 71 was flooded.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're at the point now where the ground is completely saturated. So any additional rainfall, especially even if it's not that much,
mm-hmm.
can cause additional flooding. And let's say you get half an inch of rain. That doesn't sound like that much. But if you get half an inch of rain in half an hour on already saturated ground, there's just nowhere for the rain to go right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that is definitely still a possibility. Taking a look at the additional rainfall map going forward, I don't see a ton of additional rainfall across Louisiana, but, you know, another inch or so in spots is not out of the question. Where we're going to see the higher amounts now is we could see an additional 2 to 4 inches across most of Mississippi and about half of Arkansas, the southern and western half, the northern and eastern half of Arkansas, into Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and even into western Ohio. We are looking at 4 to 6 additional inches of rainfall there as we go forward. And the storm has been downgraded to a tropical depression. It will eventually become an extra tropical depression, and that's just a lot of
An extra
tropical storm. That just means that it's losing its tropical characteristics.
Uh-huh.
But it will still be a pretty big rainmaker for the Midwest. And what I'm expecting it to do actually is eventually phase with a front that's going to come in this weekend. And then the moisture will ride along that front and bring rain in places like New York City, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Richmond, Norfolk. Into next week, there is the potential to see several days of rain there for some of those spots.
And so is it going to start feeling very soon like football weather?
I don't know. It's going to be hot this weekend in a lot of places. Unfortunately, as the storm departs and skies start to clear out,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be very hot and humid across much of the south this weekend. And even up into portions of the northeast, they're going to get up around 90 degrees today in New York City. They're going to be potentially in the mid to upper 90s around Washington, D.C. Let's take a look at the long-range forecast here for Alexandria and see if there's any hope in. Nope.
No hope.
Nope. I see 90s into the mid to latter part of next week.
Absolutely. Well,
I was taking a look at the surface analysis map, and it did look like a couple of decent cold fronts are going to come in, and that's mainly going to bring some cooler weather to the northern parts of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But having subsequent cold fronts come in, that kind of means that we're starting to change the pattern, that
mm-hmm.
we're headed toward a fall pattern. So I'm hopeful that it's going to break soon, because it has been, you know, in the 80s and 90s across portions of the South since
uh-huh.
February.
And it's
February.
And it's important to note that you guys get the heat down there in the ATL as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were days in February, I can remember it was 87 degrees, and I had to put the air conditioning on. And usually, I can hold off putting the AC on until May.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my electric bill were not happy.
Absolutely. So Jen, on the other side of this storm, when do we expect that this rain is going to just dissipate and stop?
Well, after today, we're going to shift back to more of a typical late summer pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means. That
mm-hmm.
means there's, you know, a chance for some isolated thunderstorms here and there in the afternoon and evenings. But the tropical moisture is going to recede today. The storm surge will begin to recede today. With the exception of Lake Pontchartrain, it looks like that's going to take a little bit longer
mm-hmm.
to go down. But your coastal storm surges should recede today, and you know, we'll get back to a more typical pattern over the weekend.
Now, Jennifer, before we've got to let you go, tell us what it looked like on the ground from the reporters' viewpoints this morning in New Orleans and those areas where there was really, really lots of flooding. What were they saying this morning?
From some of the pictures I saw this morning, it looked like, you know, there was still a lot of, you know, mucky brown water on some of the streets that had been flooded, and it's lower but not entirely gone this morning. You know, it will take time for it to recede, and hopefully rainfall totals, any additional rainfall totals today will be on the lighter side, and that will help keep the receding waters continuing
mm-hmm.
to, I just said recede a lot of times, but
well, that's okay, because that's what we need to happen. We need that water to recede, and there's no other way to put it. You know, we just need the water to recede, and we've had so many reports from our friends, families, and people that have just that are in that area, that are in the thick of it, that had to get out immediately. And you know, another thing we want to remind people, Jennifer, from your standpoint as a meteorologist, you know, we're hearing this just constant overwhelming stories of, we have ridden out category one storms so many times that we didn't leave. The importance of listening to the Weather Channel forecasts and heeding those local authorities' warnings on evacuating.
It's absolutely true. This is a prime example of how, you know, one kind of category storm can pack a much bigger, more intense punch than other category one storms. No two storms are ever alike.
Mm-hmm.
The size, the speed, the angle that it approaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there can be last minute intensification. There can be last minute de-intensification. There are so many variables that go into a tropical system. You can't necessarily say, you know, oh, this is just a tropical storm, or
right.
this is just a hurricane, or I wrote out a Cat 2 storm, so I can definitely deal with a Cat 1 storm.
Right.
Well, you're just going to have to trust that your local officials, your local emergency workers, your parish presidents, your mayors, FEMA,
mm-hmm.
if they are issuing a directive that evacuations are mandatory, it's inconvenient, it's
mm-hmm.
frustrating, but
necessary.
You don't want to get rescued by a boat. You don't want to have to
absolutely.
Take your dog and your husband and climb out a second story window to get rescued by a boat.
And we saw countless stories and countless people that happened to. Were there any indications, you know, in the newsroom as you guys were tracking the storm that it would be all that it has become?
I would say yes and no. We knew well in advance that it was a very, very large storm. And we also knew it was a very slow-moving storm. And the combination of those two things can make a hurricane's landfall more intense because you're going to, the more time it has out over open water, the longer you can see the duration of the storm surge, the broader an area is impacted. I mean, the impacts were felt simultaneously from this storm, from the Florida Panhandle all the way over to southern Missouri. That is a very large area. Smaller storms, you don't necessarily feel that impact all at the same time. So we knew that there was the potential for there to be significant and potentially devastating impacts. What we didn't know, and what no one can ever predict, is specifically like what happened in Plaquemines Parish. You know, there's no way to necessarily be able to know that something like that is going to happen. But we knew the possibility of something like that happening was there somewhere along the road.
And, you know, and that's not
right.
And that's not even the worst of what really could have happened. So we are grateful for what it is.
Relatively speaking, so far, the number of fatalities has been very low. I wish it was zero. I wish there would have been no fatalities. But, you know, it's been very low. And that means that a lot of people did heed the warnings and did take precautions and did pay attention to, if not us, then their local forecasters or your program or you know, whomever they turn to get their information, and that's good. That makes why we do our job worthwhile.
Absolutely. Jennifer Natoso, meteorologist for the Weather Channel. Jennifer, give us your website and how people can connect.
Weather.com, you go to the homepage. There's lots of links there. If you want to get directly to hurricane information, you go to weather.com/Hurricane Central, and that's all one word, no spaces. So weather.com/Hurricane Central.
Absolutely. Meteorologist Jennifer Natoso joining the OPT network. Jennifer, you absolutely rock. And we thank you because we know that you guys are very, very busy at the Weather Channel.
Do I get my picture on the page now with Ryan?
You. Hey, DC, she said, does she get her picture on the page now? He said, where do we get the picture at?
Email it to you.
You're part of the OPT networks. Stand by for me, Jen. Let me get a quick break. We're back after this.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Hello, I am Johnny Mark, president of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Harlad Christmas.
Hello, I am Darlene St. Romain, executive director of Sylvia's Caring Companions, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT network. Well, we got the up-to-the-minute weather report from the Weather Channel. They're always on point, and now we consider that they are a contributor and a part of the OPT network. Once again, we want to thank meteorologist Jennifer Natoso out of Atlanta, Georgia, at the Weather Channel for just being so copious in the information that she is giving us and making sure that we understand what's happening in our area. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT network is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, McDonald's of Pineville. And if you're just joining us, we're doing a recap of the weather, bringing you up to speed on where we are with the weather and just making sure that, you know, if you're out there, that you are staying, you know, right in front of the weather, that you understand what's happening and so you know how to keep yourself and your family safe. And make sure, again, that you slow down through those school zones, those crossing zones. They're up until 9 o'clock. Remember, that's the magic hour. So no matter what, kids are traveling into school throughout our city and probably throughout the state. So please be careful as you're traveling in this morning and give yourself enough time to get there and get there safely and slowly, as I keep reminding everybody that if you're traveling in, which many, many people do on Highway 71, that there is a lot of rain and a lot of water on the highway. And Jennifer pointed out that when the ground is already saturated, the water really has no place else to go. So just be careful as you're traveling in on this Friday morning. I know a lot of people are just glad and grateful that the week has ended. But for many people, it's only just beginning. And as I was reading the reports on what's happening in our local area, they are asking for donations, for clothing donations, for those people that have come in, that have evacuated from their homes and literally left with only the clothes on their back. We're going to follow up on that information, and we're going to try to find out where you can give donations to and how you can be a blessing to someone. Because unless I said, and I keep saying it, you know, and I guess I really, really feel the magnitude of it, because we have very, very close friends that the exact same thing happened to them. They looked up one minute, it was fine. The next minute they had 3 feet of water in their house. And then the next minute they had to get out of there because that's how quickly the water was rising, and left literally with their dog and themselves. And a lot of people, you see a lot of people that, you know, have evacuated themselves and their animals. And it's just a tough, tough spot. And every morning that we have passed by the mega shelter, we just say a little prayer, because we know it's hard to be away from the comforts of your home and to be in an environment with literally thousands of people that you don't know, and you're brought together by like circumstances. And that's tough. it's tough to be without your stuff, but even tougher has got to be not knowing what's happening in your city and at your home. So please remember all of the people in your thoughts and prayers as we continue to just watch out for those people. And as they're in our area, we just don't know how long they're going to be here with us, but we're going to do everything that we can, and we're going to keep you on point about how you can help. And speaking of helping, you know that we are presenting media sponsors for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Let me give you our office address. It is 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria, Louisiana. You can zip it up with 71302, or you can phone us at 318-445-5658.
Yeah.
Or they can go to the website, DC.
Absolutely.
At www.onpointcxmas.com. And I just want to say that last night we went to the Pink Tie Guy event that we told you about, where they honored David Christmas and several other men. And we just want to say kudos to Jerry Lee and Company, the store that hosted the Pink Tie Guy event. And DC, do you want to just talk about what an incredible honor that was for you?
Yes, it was incredible. It was, you know, when you do something like that, you try to help and you try to give back. You never know that you're going to get some type of award for it. And of course, that's not why we do it, but it was really an honor to receive the Pink Tie honor from Komen and from the Senlaw branch of Komen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, it's really in keeping with really, really good company. You know, Foster Walker, Dallas Hicks, and Mayor Jock Roy. There's a whole lot of men that are in the Pink Tie Guy Club.
And it was, you're right, it was a fraternity of men. And the reason why we really wanted to talk about that, because we know that men absolutely rock. And last year when we were fundraising, DC, men were some of the most generous givers.
Absolutely. The men have absolutely no problem putting out change.
They really don't. And it was surprising that I believe in many respects the men did outgive, you know, in many respects they outgave their female counterparts and gave big. And so it was just, it was an honor for us to be there and for me to watch DC receive the Pink Tie and become a part of this incredible fraternity of men. And what we want to do going forward in our efforts is we want to encourage more men to get involved and help to perpetuate change. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, there's nothing better than a man getting behind a movement and helping to drive it. And that's what these men are doing and have done. They are drivers for this movement, because let me tell you, it takes everybody. It takes every single one of us. And it doesn't just take our mouths moving. It takes a real commitment. It takes a commitment to just work day in and day out to make this movement move. And so we want to encourage you as we move farther. We want this year's race to be bigger than last year's race. And we want more people involved. And we want to thank those people that have called and said, you know what, we want to get involved. How do we get involved? And I love it when people say, Jackie Brown called us the other day and she said, you know, Carlette, we've got a couple new people that want to join our team. And I said, we absolutely love it. Jackie, if you're listening, and Gene Williams, our great, great friends in Cheneyville. Gene, we hope that you are totally on the mend and getting better. Our thoughts and prayers are with you guys as family. But y'all, we have some incredible supporters. We have people that have just been nonstop and saying, what can I do? How can I help? You know, how can I be a difference maker? And that's what we love to hear. We love to hear people that are not just talking about it, but that are being about it. Because it You know, it just can't be one or two people. We're asking people to form teams if you want. We're asking you to raise money, but we're asking you to go through the website and do that. You can join Team OPT. We have announced that Octavia Jackson-Williams will be our team captain again this year, and we anticipate having an even larger team this year than we did last year. And I am telling you, in my quiet time this morning, and I just like to share these tidbits with you because they bless me, and I believe that they'll bless you too. This is what I got in a little, just this meditation book that I read, DC and I read every single morning. And it said, the way to abundant living, hear me, the way to abundant living is through abundant giving. And as I talk about giving to the Komen race, I'm talking about giving in general, giving of yourself, giving of your time, giving of your money. Yes, no donation is too large or too small. Y'all, we are single-handedly going to eradicate breast cancer in our area. We are going to do it because we believe we're going to do it, because we're going to keep it on the front lobes of our mind. And we're going to continue to partner with great people that are doing great things, like the great folks at Jerry Lee and Company. These men that just have said, you know what, we're committed. We're committed to this movement. Whatever you need, we're here. And the fact that they gave about 10 beautifully, wonderfully pink silk ties was incredible. So we say kudos to Jerry Lee and Company, because they not only opened up their business, but you could feel the open heart that they have. And that's why it's important, guys, for us to support our local vendors, our local businesses, because those are the businesses that we like to talk about, those businesses that are giving back, that are not just, you know, taking, but they're saying, how can I help? What do you need?
Right.
And they're about it, DC. And you could you Absolutely. Feel that spirit last night?
Oh, yes, indeed. I mean, it was just a real generous atmosphere.
It really was. And I can't say enough, DC, about Lawrence Searcy.
That's right. Lawrence is doing an absolutely wonderful job of heading up the whole Susan G. Komen campaign.
He and his wife, Amy.
Absolutely. And Angie Roberts. Angie does
oh my goodness.
An absolutely wonderful job. She's all over the place, and she's always working.
She's always working. And people like that, DC, they inspire us to want to get better, to do just a little bit more, and to work just a little bit harder.
Absolutely.
Y'all, it's Friday, and you're on point. Stay with us.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to komensinlaw.org and register today.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
Because this is what I hear when you talk. Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting started, it's 8:32 a.m. and it's August 31st, Friday morning. This segment is sponsored by State Farm agent Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf serves Avoyelles Parish. Woof. I'm going to spit it out in a minute. Kyle Wolf, what a great guy. I'm telling you, he is just all about community. Kyle Wolf in Avoyelles Parish. His number is 318-346-6695. You got to have fun even when it's raining. Hickson Automotive Group. He's in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but if you have been in a car accident, you want Rayhide to remove any doubts. As we're getting our morning going, we're going to switch gears yet again, and we want to introduce you for the very first time to our show, Marvinette Holly. She is the Chief Workforce Development Officer and the Interim Director of Adult Education at the Central Louisiana Technical Community College right here in Alexandria. Marvinette, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Carlette. I'm happy to be here on this nice rainy morning.
Hey, did you have any problems getting in this morning to work?
No, not at all.
Okay, good deal, good deal. So, Marvinette, we know that you guys have some really specific and special programs that you want to share with the community. And one of those programs is called C4M. Tell our listeners what C4M is, first of all.
Okay, C4M is a industrial manufacturing pre-certification course. After the applicant successfully completes this certification course and passes an assessment exam, they receive a certificate that qualifies them to work in a manufacturing environment and earn from $13 to $15.50 per hour in an entry-level position. We're offering this course free for up to 15 people as a pilot program because this course was developed by Louisiana Fast Start, which is an agency that comes under Louisiana Economic Development Department.
Absolutely. And go ahead.
We're just having the pilot course to get any bugs out of the program to make sure that the objectives and the learning goals are met.
Absolutely. Marvinette, this sounds like an incredible, incredible program. And the word free is always critical and important. And the fact that people are going to be able to make from $13 to $15 an hour is also amazing. How do people connect with this program?
First of all, they need to have a high school diploma or GED. They need to have taken the Work Keys assessment, but no problem if they haven't taken that assessment, we would give it to them. We have determined
Stop right there, Marvinette. What is the Work Keys assessment for people that are listening and have no idea?
The Work Keys assessment is really just an evaluation of your skills level.
Okay.
And that's all it is. Most jobs require folks to be at a certain skills level to perform effectively.
Okay.
So we use this as a measure so because we want our students to be successful. And we've determined that if we give them this assessment and they score at a certain level, then their ability to pass the certification course is greater.
Good. And so how do we help people that are listening for this no-cost program that are a little bit apprehensive, especially when you talk about, you know, testing? How do we kind of help them to get past that?
We really don't call it testing. That's why we call it an assessment.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them to determine where they are, you know, in the skill levels as well and what they need to work on. And we are, you know, this assessment is free. We offer it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We have partnered with the Archie Foundation, who is giving this assessment to high school students. And they're doing very well with this assessment. So what we do on Tuesday and Thursday evening, we offer this assessment free to the public. You can walk in. You don't have to make an appointment because they have partnered with about seven companies in our local area that are, I guess, encouraging applicants to bring their certificate from taking this assessment into the in their place when they're coming to apply for employment. It gives them a leg up to some degree.
Absolutely. And so when is the program going to be starting?
Okay, the program's going to start on September 11th. We initially had it starting on the 4th, but because of the weather, we've pushed it back. And it'll start on September 11th, and it'll end on October the 31st. It's a seven-week course. They meet for 6 hours per day, 8 to 11, a lunch break, and then 12 to 3, 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday.
And, you know, Marvinette, when we got the memo and we looked at it, and we know that, you know, there are a lot of people in need of skills and training, and we see people just daily who are not really doing much. And I'm wondering what you think is the key to encouraging those people that are listening to you talk about this program that is no cost, that is going to provide really good paying jobs. How do we encourage those people to come out and get involved?
Well, we say to them that this is an excellent opportunity for young men and women who want to fast track their careers and make some money to get a certification that will enable them to have a step up on other applicants and also put them in a position to earn a livable wage.
Absolutely. And you know, when we got it, we were really excited about it because this is the beginning of economic development and developing those people that don't have a specific skill right now to get involved and to do something that is really, really meaningful in their own lives. Now, are we looking at any age categories for this?
No, they just have to be 18 or older because that is basically what those manufacturing plants require.
Absolutely. And so what else, Marvinette, can you tell us about this program that you think is essential?
Well, first of all, this program, once they complete this program, they will actually be able to enter into our college at an advanced status, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because this program will give them 6 credit hours
mm-hmm.
toward
wow.
our industrial manufacturing technology program. And that program is designed with C4M as the basic course that everybody has to take.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can go off into 3 specialization areas.
Okay.
And that's automation, computer numerical controls, or industrial manufacturing.
Absolutely. And, you know, we had the opportunity, DC and I, to tour the facility.
Yes.
And what can we say about it, DC? So just a beautiful campus.
Absolutely.
And everybody was so copious, Marvinette, so full of information that
yes.
in every department that we went to, everybody was just on point, knew their craft, knew their skill, and it's just an incredible environment.
It is. It's, we have a motto of teaching and learning.
Teaching and learning. And
yes.
And so, Marvinette, I know that your plate is really, really full in everything that you're doing. What do you hope to see happen with this particular program? Because there are only limited spots, is that right? Only about 15 people?
Yes, we can only take about 15 people with this program. One of the things with the program, it requires some technology. You have to use iPads in this program, and so we're kind of limited on how many of those
mm-hmm.
we can actually furnish during this pilot program, and that's why we have limited seating. All we really expect from the student is to attend every day.
Mm-hmm.
They have to pay an administrative fee of $10, which will be for an ID badge and a parking
mm-hmm.
tag to be on campus because we need to know who's here. And we just hope that from this program that these students enter into our college, into the full the full industrial manufacturing technology program.
Absolutely.
Because that's really what would give them a great opportunity in going to work in our community, because then they will be specialized
mm-hmm.
in one of those skills that I mentioned earlier.
Absolutely. And what people may or may not know, DC, about Marvinette Holly, who is the interim director of adult education and also the chief workforce development officer, is that what we have seen and been able to glean, Marvinette, is that you have a heart for this community and for the people of this community and getting them trained and getting them into meaningful, not only jobs, but careers. And we need so much of that because as we travel, and it's not just in Alexandria, but when we travel throughout the parish and into other parishes, we are seeing far too many people during the heat of working hours that are not working.
Correctly.
You know, and this is something that people can take advantage of, and not only this program, but getting connected with Central Louisiana Technical Community College for other opportunities. Let people know, Marvinette, how they can connect with the college.
Okay, they can connect with the college by visiting us at 4311 South MacArthur Drive. We're down the street from McDonald's and Pizza Hut off MacLee. Or they can call us, particularly about this program, at 318-487-5443, extension 1110. And they'll speak with Mr. Bert O'Neill. He's the program coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if they want to find out just about our programs, we have a website, www.cltc.edu.
Okay, one more time.
www.cltc.edu.
Absolutely. And just a little bit of background about the Louisiana Fast Started. It says that it's a leading program developer in business and in industry. And the Fast Start team crafts company-based programs that prepare high-quality, flexible workers to make valued added contributions for their first day on the job. And for many people, Marvinette, that first day on the job is absolutely critical. And this is one of the things that we really, really made note of when we came into the college, is that the students were getting prepared not only academically, but for going into the actual workforce.
Exactly. We prepare students to be work ready. In mm-hmm. fact, we have a day one guarantee. If you hire one of our students and they don't perform or have the knowledge that you think they should have from coming, graduating from one of our programs, we will sit down and talk with you about those skills that they're lacking and bring them back and retrain them for free.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. And you know what? We can't wait to talk about many of the other programs that you all have at Central Louisiana Technical Community College, because there are many and the opportunities are vast. They are available. And this particular program, C4M, is at no cost. You're going to be taking 15 applicants. So we want to really encourage all of our listeners that are listening to this morning's broadcast to connect with CLTCC and get involved in this program and get started on the right path for your future. Marvinette Holly, we want to thank you so much.
Thank you all for inviting me.
Absolutely. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us. Marvinette Holly, she's the Chief Workforce Development Officer and the Interim Director of Adult Education at Central Louisiana Technical Community College. Stay on point, everybody. We're back after this.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots, flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It is the weekend, baby. It's 8:54 a.m. It's August the 31st, and this is the Labor Day weekend coming up. We want to remind everybody to be safe. Be careful as you're traveling for the weekend, last weekend of summer. Let me just say that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. That's Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team. And Bunky, the number's 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. And also Daryl's Auto Service reminds you about Ovoyo's Commission of Tourism and Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Y'all, it's been a week. That's all I'll say about it. But it's the weekend. And for many people, just looking at shaking off the week, remember, yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. All you got is today. And if, you know, if you don't feel a sense of gratitude, especially after all we see our family and friends down in Plaquemines Parish and all those areas go through, I don't know what it will take to give you a sense of gratitude. Be grateful today, man. It's the weekend. Many people have a lot of great plans for this weekend, but we want to remind you to be safe. Be safe, be safe. Because this is a time where lots of people are on the road for various different reasons, not just for the holiday travel, but because they're having to travel. So we want to remind you to stay engaged as you're traveling on the highways during this Labor Day weekend. But I tell you one thing, we'll be here Monday, just as we always are. And we look to have a great Labor Day party on Monday morning, and we want you to join us. You know, you guys just, you bring some of the best energy to what we do, and for that, we're grateful. We want to thank you for all the calls, all the emails, all the text messages. Hey, remember, you can connect with us at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2. In Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302, or you can phone our offices at 318-445-5658, or go to the website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And it may take us a minute, but we're going to get back in touch with you. We absolutely will. And so we look forward to all of you who will be joining Team OPT on this journey, on this movement to eradicating breast cancer. You know, we make fundraising fun. So that's what it's all about. You need to make sure that you connect with us. You can go to our website. You can send us correspondence to our offices, or you can simply pick up the phone and dial us at 318-445-5658. We want to thank you guys so much for spending such an incredible week with us. Not just the morning, but the week. It has been an incredible week. It's been a harrowing week. But you know what? One thing about Louisianians, D.C., we are resilient.
Absolutely.
We are resilient. There's no holding us down.
That's right.
So we look forward to the weekend. We look forward to spending more time with you, you spending more time with us on the OPT Network, y'all. We are just about out of time. We want to thank you, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us.
Also, folks need to know that we'll be up for them to register next week as well, all right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Registration for Team OPT is going to be happening next week. We'll let you know how. We'll let you know when, and we'll let you know how much, because we want you to be part of the Team OPT Network, walking for the cure. We're going to do it together. Look at Thanks, everybody, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see in the world, in your community. Change starts with you, and it starts with us. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Labor Day weekend. And guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Monday.
Because weekends work.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live.